If either of these guys end up getting traded, what are their dynasty values walking into the not only the 2024 season, but walking into dynasty fantasy football? And if one of them gets traded, the other doesn't get traded, neither gets traded, what are their dynasty values? Let's get into Ayuk, T. Higgins, and some of the dynasty ramifications. If, say, one of them moved, what happens to the team that they're leaving? What happens to the team that's receiving either wide receiver from a dynasty perspective? And then we've got Jamar Chase and JJ conversations from a dynasty perspective, because those rumors are all over the place. No one thinks it's probably going down, but it's something from a dynasty angle we need to cover. The Fantasy Football Show, Dynasty Fantasy Football Graveyard Edition, begins right now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Graveyard Show, where your boy Smitty is here to hopefully save lives, at least from a fantasy football dynasty perspective. And we're talking about two wide receivers that may or may not get traded. No one's suggesting that it's a lock that either guy could get moved, but the conversations need to be had because trades can be made. Do we trade a guy like T. Higgins on the assumption he's going to be elsewhere, or do we not trade him, or trade him based on the assumption that he'll be in Cincy? Tagged, not signed, not happy, wanting top five money. Bengals not really married to the idea of signing him to a big, fat, long-term deal, because they can't afford to pay him top five, top 10 wide receiver money, which is what he wants. Maybe he settles on a lot less. Maybe he wants Ridley money. And maybe the Bengals do cough up Ridley money at the end of the day. I don't know if they will. I don't know where his expectation is at, T. Higgins, in terms of getting paid Ridley-type money. That's 50 mil guaranteed, 92 million 4 years, 23 million a year. Seems way too much for a Higgins. But at the end of the day, Ridley didn't deserve that, you know? And then you got Judy getting on a three-year deal. A massive contract as well that makes you think, okay, Higgins is definitely gonna, if he goes somewhere, get paid bank, because a team's gonna need a wide receiver and they're gonna think he's an elite wide receiver one, which he's not. He's barely borderline wide receiver one material, if even that, in my mind. And in Dynasty, I don't view him as a wide receiver one at all, not even close. Him, Michael Pittman, a few others feel very much like borderline wide receiver ones. They're almost not even players I would mess around with being my cheap ignore wide receiver, go zero wide receiver, and then swing in and get Higgins or Pittman. I don't like that. I'd much rather have a Devontae Smith. I'd much rather have a few other wide receivers and names than have these guys as my cheap zero wide receiver, number one wide receivers. And zero wide receiver, you know, through a handful of rounds, not like round five or six, you know. Let's talk about where T. Higgins could go and then what his value would be. As a Bengal, as a Cincinnati Bengal, let's say he stays put, and we'll just use the NFL draft order to highlight the teams we're talking about. Let's say T. Higgins stays in Cincinnati. Throw out names of players you like better or less. Just say better. Read off a name. Devontae Smith, you like better than T. Higgins. Or just make sure you clarify what you're saying. I'd love to know where you guys value T. Higgins from a fantasy football dynasty wide receiver top, you know, 15, top 20 overall perspective. I would say give me Devontae Smith, give me Adunze, give me Neighbors, give me obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., give me even A.J. Brown, obviously, you know, older wide receiver, not super old, but like knees worry you, concern you, how many years can A.J. Brown, you know, become, I don't know, top, how long can he stay top five, top six relevant, I don't know. So all those guys are well above T. Higgins. Let's see where else you guys are at. Higgins to the Giants if they don't draft a wide receiver. But who's their quarterback? Are they drafting? Who are they getting at number six? If they go Higgins, if they trade for Higgins and bring him in, who's their quarterback? Who are they drafting? J.J. McCarthy probably won't fall now. Is it Drake May? Does Drake May fall to six? Does it go quarterback, 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 the Cardinals trade out, quarterback, and then number six overall is a quarterback and ends up being Penix Jr. or Bo Nix? Do you like that? Higgins, value around DK. But that seems understandable. I think I value DK over him. Matt O says JSN over Higgins. I'd agree. Dell or Ayuk, give me... That's a good one. Damn, that's a good one. Dell or Ayuk. I'd probably say Dell. Let me put that one on screen. That's a really good one. Dell or Ayuk? Dell. Number one, you got Debo. You got Kittle. You got Christian McCaffrey. I still think Brock Purdy's got a lot to prove that he can feed all those weapons. And the moment Christian McCaffrey starts slowing down, which could be his 28-year-old season this year in 2024, or it could be one more year from now, that's going to definitely make the offense change a lot. Higgins equal to Brian Thomas Jr. That's an interesting comparison as well. I like both these, Theo. Those are both really good. I'd rather Brian Thomas Jr. You can call me crazy, but Higgins is a wide receiver too, at best in fantasy, and I don't even think he's a great wide receiver too in fantasy. I think he's a borderline middle round wide receiver too in fantasy. I think Brian Thomas Jr., the rookie wide receiver, number four on most people's board, or at least on my board, he has the capability of being at least what Higgins is, but maybe more. Maybe being that shocking surprise wide receiver of the rookie class. I like that. It's a good comparison. Would you draft Dell? I already answered that one. T. Higgins, same as DK. Addison, Pickens, JSN, Debo. This is an interesting list that I can... Let me rank these guys. Let me put this on the board here. This is a good one. Paste this on here. Theo's bringing the list tonight. I'm going to go... This is Dynasty. Dynasty Channel, Smitty. Dynasty Channel. DK... I guess Pickens. Talent-wise, for sure. Addison. JSN. Debo. this seems like a Higgins hater show. Higgins. That's my order. And this right here feels like hard. This doesn't. He feels locked in there. And it's not that I hate him. This is where my valuation is on him. Now, okay, this is kind of like what Higgins is now. Higgins over Ridley? In Dynasty, I'd rather Higgins over Ridley. So there you go. There's somebody I said no to. Where do I put Ayuk in on this? Wow. In his current situation, I would say Ayuk goes... right here, but he could go here in his current situation. No doubt about it, he has the upside for that. I mean, he's going like in round 2-3 in redraft. I mean, so Dynasty, it's hard to say, but I still value DK a little bit more. Higgins, if Higgins was the sole starter, let me just give you the best case scenario. Diggs gets cut from Buffalo and Higgins goes to Buffalo. That scenario alone would move Higgins potentially here or at least right there with JSN. I'm admitting I wouldn't know how to digest that from the jump because that situation is so important. You know, look how good Higgins was when he was the number one for Joe Burrow. Now, being the number one for Joe Burrow while Chase is out is different than being the number one for New York with a rookie quarterback. That's why they're not the same, you know. So if Higgins was number one for Joe Burrow and Chase got traded in some fairy tale land, the bizarro world, then Higgins would rank right here, if not right here in Dynasty, because of Joe Burrow, because of the offense, because of everything that we know to be true there. And but you take him and you put him in Buffalo with Josh Allen, then yeah, same thing, right around this territory. You take Higgins and put him anywhere semi-mediocre, but as the number one Denver rookie quarterback, let's say, he's right where I have him. I don't care if he's in Denver as their projected number one. He's ranking there below Debo and everybody else. Let's say he goes to Dallas is the number two. I think he stays right there. That's the thing, is like where he goes will certainly determine his value. If he went to Indy, he would co wide receiver one with Pittman. Neither one would really, I think, pull ahead of the other. They're both really good twos, but neither one's a one. I'd probably say it keeps him right here. There's only Buffalo, Cincy without Jamar Chase, Buffalo without Diggs. Even Flowers kind of is hard to imagine him doing well as well in Baltimore with Flowers there. Higgins to the Chargers, if they decided to go, you know, a different way here, trade down or trade the pick, you know, down and then get Higgins, like let's say there was something in that realm, then as the lone wide receiver in LAC, maybe he has this value right here that he would kind of have with Burrow without Chase and with Josh Allen without Diggs. Where did my cap go? There it is. So that's Higgins in a nutshell. Ayuk, let's talk about Ayuk. So Ayuk in his current situation is right here. Ayuk is right here. Ayuk in Buffalo without Diggs would be here. Ayuk in let's say it wouldn't be in a division. There's no way. But Ayuk in Arizona without Marvin Harrison would definitely be good. That could put Ayuk right here, easy. But that ain't gonna happen. No way that happens. But I'd rather have Marvin Harrison Jr. anyway. Appreciate everybody being in here. Hit that thumb up button. 40 YouTube people in here, I think. Roughly 30 to 40. And then we've got Twitter. Appreciate my Twitter people in the building. I don't know how many IG we got. Appreciate everybody. So let's have a little discussion around that. Call in. Phone lines are open. And tell me what you think about Ayuk. Tell me what you think about T. Higgins. If trades were to go down, does anybody have these guys moving around all over the place? Theo Darling put a good list together that we broke down. I thought that was a pretty good one, Theo. Good job. Superfish in the building. What's up, Belichick yourself? Appreciate you. New England would be interesting if let's say Ayuk went to New England to be the lone starter with a rookie tossing him the rock. Ayuk could fall into like anywhere in here with a rookie in New England. I don't like it. If Higgins went to New England to start with a rookie, let's say it was JD5 though. So Ayuk with JD5 in New England. With May, no. With May, what I said stands right here in this territory. If it's JD5 in New England, let's say the Washington rumors are true, which I don't think they are, that everybody says Washington is now looking at J.J. McCarthy. And let's say New England was to get JD5. Ayuk and JD5, that could put him here or here very easily. Higgins with JD5 in New England, with JD5 specifically, and only JD5, I would say Higgins and JD5, probably here. That would be Higgins. Which 85? Dial in if you guys want to kick around this conversation. I don't know. Okay, now odds these guys get traded. I'd say the odds IU gets traded 5 to 10%. Odds T. Higgins gets traded 10 to 12%. These are arbitrary guesswork numbers. How did I come to those numbers? It's really late. I just decided to throw a number out. And it feels right. It feels right. I feel like Higgins is more expendable because he's not in the long-term plans of the Bengals, hence why they haven't signed him to a long-term deal. Higgins also said they hadn't talked since 2023 about an extension. So clearly, they're not